The valley of judgment, the angels of punishment, the communities of the elect one. There mine eyes saw a deep valley with open mouths, and all who dwell on the earth and sea and islands shall bring to him gifts and presents and tokens of homage, but the deep valley shall not become full. And their hands commit lawless deeds, and the sinners devour all whom they lawlessly oppress. Yet the sinners shall be destroyed before the face of the Lord of Spirits, and they shall be banished from off the face of his earth, and they shall perish forever and ever. For I saw all the angels of punishment abiding there, and preparing all the instruments of Satan. And I asked the angel of peace, who went with me, for whom are they preparing these instruments? And he said unto me, they prepare these for the kings and the mighty of this earth, that they might thereby be destroyed. And after this, the righteous and elect one shall cause the house of his congregation to appear. Henceforth they shall be no more hindered in the name of the Lord of Spirits. And these mountains shall not stand as the earth before his righteousness, but the hills shall be as a fountain of water. And the righteous shall have rest from the oppression of sinners. And I looked and turned to the other part of the earth, and saw there a deep valley with burning fire. And they brought the kings and the mighty, and began to cast them into his deep valley. And there mine eyes saw how they made these their instruments, iron chains of immeasurable weight. And I asked the angel of peace, who went with me, saying, for whom are these chains being prepared? And he said unto me, these are being prepared for the host of Azazel, so that they might take him and cast them into the abyss of complete condemnation, and they shall cover their jaws with rough stones, as the Lord of Spirits commanded. And Michael, and Gabriel, and Raphael, and Phanuel shall take hold on them on that great day, and cast them on that day into the burning furnace, that the Lord of Spirits might take vengeance on them for their unrighteousness in becoming subject to Satan and leading astray those who dwell on the earth. Noachic fragment on the first world judgment, the pre-flood judgment. And in those days shall punishment come from the Lord of Spirits, and he will open all the chambers of water which are above the heavens, and on the fountains which are beneath the earth. And all the water shall be joined with the waters. That which is above the heavens is the masculine, and the water which is beneath the earth is the feminine. And they shall destroy all who dwell on the earth, and those who dwell under the ends of the heaven. And when they have recognized their unrighteousness, which they have wrought on the earth, then by these shall they perish. Final judgment of Azazel, the watchers and their children. And after that, the head of days repented and said, in vain have I destroyed all who dwell on the earth. And he swore by his great name, henceforth I will not do so to all who dwell on the earth, and I will set a sign in the heaven, and this shall be a pledge of good faith between me and them forever, so long as heaven is above the earth, and this is in accordance with my command. When I have desired to take hold on them by the hand of the angels on the day of tribulation and pain because of this, I will cause my chastisement and my wrath to abide upon them, saith God, the Lord of Spirits. Ye mighty kings who dwell on the earth, ye shall have to behold mine elect one, how he sits on the throne of glory and judges Azazel and all his associates and all his hosts in the name of the Lord of spirits. And I saw there the host of the angels of punishment going, and they held swords and chains of iron and bronze. And I asked the angel of peace, who went with me, saying, to whom are these who hold the scourges going? And he said unto me, to their elect and beloved ones, that they might cast into the chasm of the abyss of the valley. And then the valley shall be filled with their elect and beloved, and the days of their life shall be at an end. And the days of their leading astray shall not thenceforward be reckoned. The last struggle of the heathen powers against Israel. And in those days the angels shall return and hurl themselves to the east upon the Parthians and Medes. They shall stir up the kings, so that a spirit of unrest shall come upon them, and they shall rouse them from their thrones, that they might break forth as lions from their lairs, and as hungry wolves among their flocks. And they shall go up and tread under foot the land of his elect ones, and the land of his elect ones shall be before them a threshing floor and a highway. But the city of my righteous shall be a hindrance to their horses, and they shall begin to fight among themselves, and their right hand shall be strong against themselves, and a man shall not know his brother, nor a son his father or his mother, till there be no number of the corpses through their slaughter, and their punishment be not in vain. In those days Sheol shall open its jaws, and they shall be swallowed up therein, and their destruction shall be at an end. Sheol shall devour the sinners in the presence of the elect. The return from the dispersion. And it came to pass after this that I saw another host of wagons and men riding thereon, and coming on the winds from the east and from the west to the south. And the noise of the wagons was heard. And when this turmoil took place, the holy ones from heaven remarked it, and the pillars of the earth were moved from their place, and the sound thereof was heard from the one of the heaven to the other in one day, and they shall all fall down and worship the Lord of spirits. And this is the end of the second parable. The third parable, the blessedness of the saints. And I began to speak the third parable concerning the righteous and elect. Blessed are ye, ye righteous and elect, for glorious shall be your lot. And the righteous shall be in the light of the sun, and the elect in the light of eternal life. The days of their life shall be unending, and the days of the holy without number. And they shall seek the light and find righteousness with the Lord of spirits. There shall be peace to the righteous in the name of their eternal Lord. And after this it shall be said to the holy in heaven, that they should seek out the secrets of righteousness, the heritage of faith. For it has become bright as the sun upon the earth, and the darkness is past. And there shall be a light that never endeth, and to a limit of days they shall not come. For the darkness shall first have been destroyed. And the light of uprightness, established forever before the Lord of spirits. The lights and the thunder. In those days, mine eyes saw the secrets of the lightnings and of the lights, and the judgment they execute. And they lighten for a blessing or a curse as the Lord of Spirits willeth. And there I saw the secrets of the thunder, and how, when it resounds above in the heaven, the sound thereof is heard. The sound thereof is heard, and he caused me to see the judgment executed on the earth, whether they be for well-being and blessing, or for a curse according to the word of the Lord of Spirits. And after that all the secrets of the lights and lightnings were shown to me, and they lighten for blessing and for satisfying.